Welcome back to a delightful conversation. I'm having a very nice time visiting with Rosa Guerrero, dance historian, humanitarian, a wonderful artist so well known in our entire region. Nina Gomez, who is the artistic director of Danzas Españolas and a former student of Rosa Guerrero's, as is half the town. And Billy Brown, executive and artistic director of Theater Inc. Welcome back, dear ladies. And I need to tell a little story about what's sparked this idea is the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department for the City of El Paso began three years ago, the Community Arts Program. And we would all be there sitting, waiting to make our presentations to the panels that review the applications for funding. Yes, we're biting nails. And I don't care. I'm not necessarily speaking for everyone, but certainly for me. I don't care how long I've been doing what I'm doing. I still have my moments of, ooh, am I good enough? And when I look around the waiting area and I see people like the three of you, I think, yeah, I'm good enough. Because, I'm here. I'm in their company. So that's really part of what the whole CAP experience is.
Yeah,
is we bolster each other. We just
a support group, a wonderful artistic support group.
Absolutely.
Just being in the same hallway with you, thinking, darn, if Rosa's applying, I'm in the right place, man. This is super.
But I do want to tell you that for all of us, it's still when we're sitting in that hallway like being sent to the principal's office.
We've done it
year after year after year. Those butterflies don't ever leave.
Well, thanks. And especially, I mean, we're crazy enough to keep doing this with the uncertainty of funding. We never know.
Absolutely.
There's no guarantee the money's going to be there. So that's that crazy risk-taking part of us that'll just throw ourselves out on the grenade of uncertainty for the sake of the arts. But let's explore a little bit the issue of how do we have to remake that artistic part of ourselves or cultivate the other part of ourselves to be successful business people in the arts?
I think a lot of it has to do with, I always say this to Billy, is like seeks like. And so I find myself adhering to people who have the same likes. And I think that's one reason why the four of us are sitting at this table right now. And in regards to that, you know, you look at the person across the way and you see how they constructed their business, their artistic career and model. Or, you know, I feel very comfortable to call anyone at this table and ask for advice.
Yes.
And, you know, follow their career and find out what worked for them and what didn't. But there's also a great amount of support.
Yes, and there is that commonality, as you say.
I love that. Yes, as women and, you know, artists, I think that's really vital.
And the work ethic.
You touched on a really important thing, though, because the business aspect of the arts, there's a lot of business aspect to what we do. And I think that we have been intelligent enough to, if we were not business-oriented, find somebody that is.
Correct.
Because
so many,
my daddy's got a barn, let's do a show organizations, go by the wayside because...
I dealt with them.
I think we've all known those people.
I had a gig there once. No one showed.
Maybe the flyers didn't get out.
You think?
So I think we've been intelligent. Although I do have to tell a very quick story about Rosa. This was about 30 years ago when MCAD was ARD, and it was very young, and they were just starting to give money out. And you used to stand in front of them and plea your case, and they would decide right then and there how much money you were going to get out of a set pool.
Yes.
And Rosa did her little performance. John and I were right behind her. And one of the persons asked her, well, why isn't your budget filled out correctly? Nothing matches in this. Nothing adds up. And she just put her head back and said, well, I'm a dancer, not an accountant.
Oh. Excuse me while I go around the table and kiss Rosa right now.
And
yes,
exactly. They gave her every penny that she asked for.
Thank the Lord.
You know, Billy, I think it's wonderful that your group is now helping nonprofit organizations. Because
absolutely. I'm
when
one
we
of them.
Started, I was lost. I learned how to do everything except accounting. I still don't do that.
No, well.
But I do a lot of community work now, you know, giving back. And I'm going to do a show for Pipo Barragan, who lost his beautiful, wonderful place on Pershing Street.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be the 26th of July
at St. Pius, and I'll do a one-woman show.
Oh, lovely.
Dance, music, culture, talk.
That's a Friday, and that's July 26th, 7 p.m. at St. Pius. That's at 1050 North Clark on the other side of the freeway from Bassett Center, so that people know. Mm-hmm. And that's when your show's going to be.
Yes, and they can call 922-9677. 922-9677. You can get the tickets in advance because there's only 320 tickets being sold. That's all that can fit there. Monsignor Arturo was wonderful to let us have a place.
Oh, I
needed a place there, and I needed to help people. People went to school with us in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back many, many years. Our kids from El Paso High, we went out to be there. My kids from Austin, my dancers, all there. My folklorical kids, everybody.
More than one show if you get everybody you know.
Yeah, forget it. We better get the Civic Center.
And the tickets are only $25, which goes back to Pipo Barragan to build up his dream and help him with all his expenses. Because even though you have insurance, other things come up, the cleaning up, the crew, all the bureaucracy that has to go with it, lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. And we love people, and we want people to come out and help him.
Excellent. Thank you for bringing that up.
It's really important because as 501c3 organizations, we belong to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us never to forget that we belong to the community. So that giving back aspect is an important
Absolutely.
Aspect to us.
Yes. The 501c3 in my head kind of explains that the taxing entities stay out of it so that the community can do business directly with the arts.
Correct.
And everybody gets more bang for the buck that way. Nina, when is the next opportunity we'll have to see Danzas Españolas?
Well, we have our annual recital. It's always the last Saturday in July. And
All
it will
right.
be at El Rincón Gypsy, which is in Socorro, New Mexico. I mean, Texas.
Okay.
They're on Socorro Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same establishment at the end of August, we're going to do a gathering of the gypsies. And it's going to be co-produced by two other artists with myself.
Excellent. How many people do you have in Danzas Españolas, in the troupe?
Oh, gosh, right now, probably a total of, I've got six professional dancers, and then I have a small student company of about three, and then a mm-hmm. small apprentice group of about three also, and then the guitarist and the pianist.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So we've got Rosa's event on the 26th. That's a Friday. And then the next evening, we have the Danzas Españolas event on the 27th. Have you got coming up, Billy?
Well, I'm working all summer with the Lower Dyer revitalization area, and I'm working with multi-generational families where you have the kids and the mom or the dad or the mom and the dad and the kids and the grandma and the aunt mm-hmm. and the uncle.
The works.
And I'm doing an intergenerational family history kind of project with them, and we'll have a book by the end of the summer published.
Where would we have access to that book? Or will it be available?
It will be available, yes. And it will be available. Actually, MCAD will probably have copies of it when it's
Excellent.
Finished.
Excellent. Okay. Now, is this a CAP project?
This is not a CAP project.
Okay.
This is a housing and urban development project. They gave money to the community development department,
okay.
who then gave money through TVP, who's managing the Lower Dyer mm-hmm. redevelopment program,
mm-hmm.
and they contracted me to come in and do the arts.
Excellent.
So it's a summer program where we'll have this fabulous book at the end.
One of the neat things about the community arts program is that it's plugging the arts into all kinds of locations where they might not otherwise occur, mm-hmm. or mixing it up.
Libraries, schools,
retirement
centers.
All over town.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if you are a CAP presenter, another artist out there, an organization that does CAP programs, give me a call. Connect through the KTEP website. Let's get you on here and let people know about what you do. What's your advice to the younger people who want to make a living in the arts? Do we have any? Mine would be, if I go first, it would be hire an accountant.
Yes. I agree with that.
Pay a bookkeeper and get
yes.
a good accountant that understand the arts specifically.
And then get a good board. Get a good board that really knows what you're doing and that really can follow up and then can support you. All my board members were wonderful, and my folklorical mothers were,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't have done it without them. Because they all sold the tickets and they did all the marketing and all the promotion and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great that CAPS is involved because before the programs in El Paso, we never had anything like this, ever, ever,
it's
ever.
It's fabulous.
And I'm one of the co-founders of the ARD with Polly Harris and Manuela Costa and Paz Descanse, both of them, and, and many others that have passed away. Bobby Booth, for example, was on the board. And I think the young kids that are artists out there, call Monica or get involved, because I think it's wonderful to see if you could be a part of this and earn a little money for you and your wonderful ideas and visions, because it's very important that you are heard in your wonderful art, whether it's visionary, whether it's visual, whether it's artistic or performing arts.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts?
I think it's extremely important for young people, and I think they put it on the back burner, but I think it's very important that you know the legalities of being an artist to protect yourself and to keep yourself from getting into trouble, because it's very easy to borrow something because it looks kind of cool and put it on your thing, and there are major problems with that. And I think it's very important to know the legality, just specifically to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, the ethics of that. Yeah. And Nina?
I always tell my students when I lecture, do what you love. Try to get your profession that you love it. Because be prepared to work very hard. So if you're going to work hard, you should work hard at something that you absolutely love. And I think that's key, because that's what keeps us going for decades as
artists.
It's
the payoff.
It's the payoff, absolutely.
I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Monica.
Go on and on and still be having a good time at it. If you'd like more information about any of my wonderful guests, for Rosa Guerrero, you can go to rosaguerrero.com. For Nina Gomez and Danzas Españolas, call 533-1713. For Billy Brown and Theater Incorporated, 821-0150. And you can always go to elpasotexas.gov/MCAD or call 541-4481, and the good folks at MCAD will tell you all about it. Ladies, thank you so very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. This was great.